Hello and welcome. I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And today we're going to look at your goal setting practice. Really important for you to understand that the easier it is for you to create your goals, the more that you will create your live love way of life. So let's get started. I'm very respectful of your time and I'm going to go over the shoulder as I love to do. And today, as I said, it's all about your goal setting practice. A dream written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal broken down into steps becomes a plan. And a plan backed by action creates your live, love, life. Let's go full screen on that and read it again. A dream written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal broken down into steps becomes a plan. The plan backed by action creates your live, love, way of life. And I'm pretty sure by now that you understand without the action, nothing is going to happen. You can dream as much as you want to, but it's never going to happen without those action steps. So let's have a look at the way that you can create your goals so that you can easily create the action steps, which will lead to your new live, love way of life. And goals have two components. Well, they certainly do at Live Love, Keys to Your Success. So what are the two components? Well, the first component is your vision goals. Now, it's really important for you to actually visualize every single one of your goals. And today we're just going to take one of your goals and we're going to walk through the process on how you can easily visualize it. We've gone through the conscious and the unconscious mind and all that sort of stuff. So you understand that the unconscious mind or subconscious mind, as we like to call it, really doesn't understand the difference between reality and non-reality. So the more that you can visualize yourself, the more that you can invoke all of your senses into this dream, the more that you are going to go, this is reality, which then makes the action steps really easy for you to actually take because you've already visualized, you've always felt it. You can see who you will be when you achieve that goal. So that's why the vision goal is the first step to creating any goal. Really important thing because seeing truly is believing. And you want to be able to see that successful person, that person that you so desire to be, your live love person, live love way of life, as I keep saying. Then the second step is your target goals. So we've visualized who we're going to be, and then we're going to see the target, what we actually need to do to get there from where we are now to who we want to be. And the target goal is really future you, your ideal image, your ideal life. That is your vision goals, okay? Future you, as we love to say. The vision goal really does make you a dreamer first and it raises your capability. They inspire, challenge, and grow you. I'll say that again. They inspire, challenge, and grow you. You really want to make them big. You want to feel a little bit uncomfortable when you create these vision goals because it's that little bit of scariness at getting you out of your comfort zone that really does drive you and make you actually want to make it happen. And that's what's so fun about it. So uncage yourself. Don't limit yourself to who you are now. Just decide what you want, and then we're going to go and get it. Think big. Believe in your ability to be whoever you want to be. You can do it. I know you can. I understand that at times a little bit of fear comes in, but we've gone through that in previous videos. So now is the time for you to truly dream big. And unleash it. Unleash that person that you know is dying to come out, who's been caged in for way too long. Visualization actually creates new neural pathways, and it primes the body to act as we have imagined it, because it really does start to go, wow, I can do this. So catch a glimpse of your preferred future. Be motivated and prepared to pursue your goals. And then we're going to show you how to do it, because then we're going to use the Live, Love, Target goals to get you there. So you're going to dream big, you're going to be ready to do it, and then we're going to do the target goals to get there. And your target goals are just your SMART goals, and I'm sure you've all heard about them. They've got to be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based, which is exactly what I do. You're going to have self-imposed checkpoints along the way, because the more that you can see how easily you are traveling along the road, the easier it will be for you to obtain them. That simple. So let's keep you on track. That's what they do. And they ensure effective action is taken. They're the aid that makes the vision become a reality, because your Live, Love vision goal is really your true gold. Okay, so let's have a look at creating your vision and target goals. That is our road to success today. So download the PDF ensuring your vision and target goals success. And then, as always, I want you to go and grab your journal, your trusty little mighty pen, your dream pen that is going to assist you in creating all of this. Go off into your own little space. Try and do a different space for each of these little videos. Tell your family and loved ones that you're creating some me time for about an hour, and then we're going to have a look at it. So the first one is for you to choose one of your success goals, and then we're going to create the vision about it. You probably have a success goal, and I'm pretty sure whatever which one you choose, we're going to now up it, because you didn't do this visualization when you created it. You probably didn't go big enough. You probably didn't get out of your comfort zone when you were doing it. So let's choose that one. And then the next step is you're going to utilize the outcome visualization. I'm just going to go full screen on that. You can hardly really read that. That wasn't very well thought out now, was it? So you're going to use the outcome visualization, and I've detailed it in the PDF on how you actually do this, but you're going to see who you are, the outcome, the person you will be once you have reached this goal and achieved it. I want you to really visualize this person. What are you wearing? How are you talking? How are you walking? How are you thinking? How are you feeling all of the time? Really invoke all of your senses in who you will become when you have reached this goal. Now, for some people, they may need to utilize step three, which is where you're going to write out all of the details. It could be in bullet form point, or it could be just, you know, literally write it out into sentences. Now, don't do this. I've just got to point this out. This is my beautiful Dan, who has passed and is on the other side. This photo was taken actually when he was in Egypt and he was writing me a letter. So I just thought, why not add this to him? But anyway, we'll keep going with this. So it is, you are going to write out your success outcome, and then you are going to sit there, and then you are going to like literally visualize. The next step then is for you to create all of your target goals. And this is where you're going to write down step by step everything that you need to do to move you from who you are today to you successfully accomplishing this this goal, this beautiful Live, Love goal that you have decided to do. I want you to break the steps down into achievable steps that you can do in an hour, 2 hours max. Really important that you bring your steps down to as small as you can, because we love to feel like we're achieving. So the smaller the goals, the easier they are to achieve. And you can then easily see, right, you know, I might have 60, just say 60. Steps I've got to do to move me from here to there. And because I'm doing them, it's like a 60 hours. So I can easily achieve that. It might take you a couple of months to achieve it, because you might be only doing, you know, an hour a week on this particular goal. Doesn't matter. Just you can then track and see how you are moving along your goal, your success path. Then what I want you to do is I want you to utilize the process visualization. So first of all, we did an outcome visualization on who we will be when we achieve this goal. Now we're going to do a utilize the process visualization. So you're going to see yourself doing each step all the way along the road. So you have it listed out, so you can easily see what that step is about and how you're going to do it. So then you're really utilizing, you're intermixing the vision goals and your target goals. So you can see why the process is so important. The more you visualize who you are, the more you will become that person. The more action steps you take, the easier it is, the more quickly you move along your success road to pass. And then, of course, the last step is to take action. Nothing is going to be achieved unless you take the action. You can dream about it for as long as you like, but it's the action that's going to make it become a reality. Really, really important. So that's it. That's our little live love gems for this video. So live love gem is visualization, moving you closer to your live love goals, your live love way of life. So I'm Karen Chaston, and thank you again for watching this video. Have fun with this exercise. It really is a great way to actually create your goals. I just love sitting down and visualizing future me and the action steps required to take me from who I am today to where I want to be. So bye for now, and I'll see you on another video real soon. Thank you.